They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. We heard that in the Latin at the epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend fathers and dear sisters and our first communion children, parents and friends, dear faithful, what is happening at Pentecost? Well, the epistle points it out. The heavenly temple is come to earth, and Babel, the Tower of Babel, is reversed. Once mankind tried to build its own temple with the thought that it would reach up to heaven, let us make a name for ourselves, they said. That's in Genesis. But God dispersed man into a multitude of tongues. Nothing will stop them from doing whatever they presume to do, Almighty God said. But at Pentecost, the many tongues of man are brought into one eternal temple. And you know the true gift of tongues is also indicated in the epistle. Saints have had it over the centuries. Preaching in one tongue, they are understood by their hearers regardless of their own language. The wonderful works of God. Today, well, what is the Tower of Babel today? Do you think it might be Twitter, Facebook, the internet? The one world, surely, in the new age. Fake news, of course. It's all built, though, and built it is, not to reach heaven, but to build a kind of heaven here on earth, and to exalt the earth as though that were all there is. Even modern man's sins, the few sins that are on the books anymore, have to do with man as the center of everything. If you do something with carbon emissions, I think, well then, it used to be global warming was on your account, but now you would just be accused of promoting climate change. But it all points back to man. You, not God or nature, you control our destiny, the destiny of this planet. And that's all that matters, and thinking makes it so. Woe betide you if you think differently. This planet, why, you control your person now. We are told male or female. No, not necessarily. You get to choose. There's no God who made you. That's your job, and it's a fluid one. And your destiny, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth? Absolutely not. There's another spirit, the evil one, about, and he will say to you, be sterile and slay your young, and I, to reward you, will make you a slave to the pleasures which will damn you. One day, and this before God judges the world by fire, he will descend from heaven and scatter them again. But at Pentecost, the temple of God descended to man. Temple, the one place of God's abiding presence where man offers a perfect sacrifice of worship. And many tongues are brought into one. This is realized today. Babel's reversal, the birth of the Catholic Church, this heaven-sent temple, which alone is meant to gather all of the peoples of the earth and all of the tongues into one. It is the only way for us to be united in one creed, as they say, and in one code, and in one cult. The Catholic Church, united in her beliefs and in her moral code or commandments and in her worship. This is well symbolized in the Latin rite by our Mass, unchanging, the same. Wherever you may go still today and find a good Mass throughout the world, in one common tongue, the Latin. The Mass itself, in its beauty, its perfection, is the work of the Holy Ghost, and it is shot through with the presence, the personal love of God, the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Ghost. That's a meaning, you know, as to why the celebrant so often turns towards you and sings Dominus Vobiscum, and the choir answers Et cum Spiritu Tuo, and with thy Holy Spirit. That's the idea. St. Paul says, I think that I also have the Spirit of God. And if you are in the state of sanctifying grace, the Holy Ghost is within you. And I stop things from time to time just to salute him who is there. But you wouldn't think, all of this is well and good, but you wouldn't think of Pentecost, I suppose, as particularly a Eucharistic feast or a day that is so fitting as it is for First Holy Communion. Pentecost is the day of wind and of fire and of preaching and baptism, the church's birthday, in which men were suddenly what? Changed. That's it. That's his work. We ask him at the offertory, don't we, with a gesture of invocation, Veni Sanctificator, come, O thou sanctifier who makes holy, and change this bread and wine into the body and the blood of our Lord. Every Mass is Pentecost. The Holy Ghost hovers over the altar. And regardless of the language you speak, you hear in Latin the wonderful works of God here in his temple, and here God hears you when you are united to his Son and in his Spirit. Those whispered prayers that the fire of the Holy Ghost should consume change our bread and wine into the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And he it is who does this, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Father and the Son. He produces our Lord upon the altar, as once in the virginal womb of Mary at the Incarnation. It's the same Spirit who today is still forming a mystical body. And that's why today is our birthday as Catholics. The sacramental sign of this today is not a quiet whisper. It's a mighty wind blowing, as suddenly children grow up and spiritually mature, the apostles. It is the Spirit who gives life, and these children know that. Confirmation, communion. For they too, like the apostles of old, are ready and willing to fulfill all that Christ commands. And that's why, look at them, they're wise beyond their years. Such a change at the consecration of Pentecost. You see weak, wavering faith rendered certain, strong, certainly stronger than Jewish persecution or Roman power or even the Babel builders of today. Could we grow up? Could we mature the same way, impervious to pressure and threats and being pushed about and all the rest, just as they did? What happened on Pentecost was a miracle, all the more marvelous in that a short time before, those same men were arguing about petty personal preference, power, and its perks in some imaginary kingdom they thought our Lord would build on earth. Oh, that kingdom came finally to the Holy Land in 1948, but it's not our Lord's. But yes, 12 fishermen, successful in their trade, but with no education to speak of. They revolutionized the world with no other instrument than God's miracles and man's faith. Their readiness joyfully to die for that same faith. The miracle of Pentecost is made present again in the mystery of the faith, which is the Mass. The sacramental signs are changed here, but not the reality. Christ comes in the quiet consecration words. You won't hear that mighty wind this morning while there are little candles and flames all about the church to greet the Holy Ghost today. There is no great ball of fire. Our Lord will come this time just under the appearance of a bit of bread here in the temple, descended from heaven. But he enters and he transforms our souls. If only our spirit says yes to God's spirit, as once Our Lady did at the Incarnation. The Holy Ghost comes and he shapes Christ's image in us. You know that is the character, remember, that is the mark of confirmation, giving us a different way to look at this Babel world of ours, and giving us a firmer certainty of the blessings awaiting us in the next. And he it is at Mass who takes little children and matures them. And you know what? He could also take childish adults and make you into real soldiers, ready for battle, no matter the odds. Pentecost. The work started at Christ's birthday, Christmas. And today comes its perfection. It is Pentecost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.